Good morning, Humboldt County, and welcome to the weekly Your Care, Our Mission radio show presented by Humboldt County Memorial Hospital. As you all know, this is among my two or three favorite times of the week. Never fails to fascinate me, and I'm sure today will be as fascinating as ever because I have never talked to this young lady. It is Amber Bakken from the surgical department over at Humboldt County Memorial Hospital. Good morning, Amber.
Good morning.
And I understand the last time you were on this program, you were new.
Correct. I have been in my area here at Humboldt County Memorial Hospital for just a little over a year now.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, I'm new as well, and I guess you're still kind of new, so welcome. We appreciate it. And I always tell people that I talk to from the hospital, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, I really do appreciate everything you folks do out there.
We appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh, you guys, I could not do what you guys do. Good gracious me. I wouldn't last an hour. believe me.
Sometimes we wonder how we do too.
I hear you. My doctor is actually at the hospital. I don't mind giving him a plug. He was actually a guest a couple of weeks ago, but Dr. Paul is my physician. And I think the world of him. He's down. Well, he's at the Unity Point Clinic, but still in the hospital.
Yeah, and I've good provider.
Oh, great people down there, Shauna and the whole gang. And I've met so many nice people at the hospital that I'm sure you're in good company there. So tell me, you've been there about a year. Where did you? This sounds tacky, but where did you come from, Amber?
Well, employment status, I came from not too far away. I actually worked over at Unity Point in Fort Dodge.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And I was in their surgery department for several years.
Oh, you don't sound old enough to have been anywhere for several years.
Well, I've been a nurse for, going on 12 years now.
Wow. Wow.
Yes.
Wow. Amber started when she was 11, folks.
It
was
I'm a little older than that.
I
won't say my age, though. Not on the show.
Oh, yeah. I hear you. I've given up. I just let it fly these days. I gave up on that. Now, there's so many questions because I appreciate medical professionals so much. What got you into nursing? Was that a lifelong thing for you? Or?
Actually, no, it wasn't. To be honest with you, originally I was going to school for accounting.
Oh.
And I did not like sitting down all the time and being at a desk punching in numbers, so I switched it up, though I still love numbers, and went into nursing, and it actually kind of came from family, and I got into nursing originally actually to go into the psychiatric field.
Oh, wow.
I was in that field for quite a while in nursing until I transitioned over to the surgery side.
Well, be darned. Now, what got you interested in the surgical side?
Well, it actually was kind of brought onto me by applying for a position that was listed wrong. I went into an interview and they said, oh no, like they start asking all these questions and I was like, what am I interviewing for? And you know, it's worked out very well. I absolutely love the surgery world and I don't think I will ever leave it.
That is a great story. You were obviously meant to be in surgery.
I do think so.
Yeah, obviously. Well, you know, sometimes we get pushed where we're supposed to be, whether we want to be there or not.
That is true. So, that is very true.
And you're in a fairly important department there at the hospital. I know this is a vague question, but you work there, so you'll know what I mean. I'm new here. I'm relatively new to the hospital, but how large is the surgical department there at Humboldt?
So here in Humboldt, we have two big operating rooms. Then we also have what we call our endoscopy suite that is separate from our two operating rooms. We're a smaller facility, so we operate a little different on as far as our services because our surgery department is also combined with our pain department. So pretty much whenever we're not doing surgery, we're also doing pain. So we kind of correlate both realms and utilize our area for that way.
Okay, I see. I bet it stays pretty busy.
It stays very busy.
Yeah, okay. Well, pain management, which if you've been nursing 12 years, you know, but I mean, pain management has just over the past few years become a big field.
Yes.
And I think it was a field that was very badly needed.
Yes, it has definitely skyrocketed, and it has proven over and over again how much it really is needed.
Well, it's, you know, I talk, every guest I have on, we end up talking about just medical education for the patients, and I don't think people properly understand pain management. They think, okay, well, I'll take this pill, and, you know, the world will be a better place.
Right.
And that's not necessarily the case, I would guess, in the majority of the times.
No, you're very correct. That is very true.
See, I'm learning.
Patients don't always understand what is out there as well for pain management.
Right, right. And, you know, we had, let's see, we had the home treatment folks on, the home therapy, you know, aftercare. We had them on. We've had some therapy folks on, the physical therapy, occupational therapy. And, you know, people need to realize there's this whole umbrella. You know, you can mask the pain, Amber, but, you know, fixing the problem, I guess, is the bottom line.
Correct.
See that? I have learned so much from doing this. I told you it was my favorite show. Now, in the surgical department there, how big is the staff, first of all? You got a lot of folks there? Or?
As far as, well, we're a combination. We have many nurses. We have quite a few nurses that we have that help us out in our surgery department. And then we have several different providers that specialize in a variety of things. For starters, we have Dr. Crew. He specializes in our general surgery area and also does some endoscopy procedures as well. His procedures range from a simple gallbladder removal to different hernias like umbilical hernias or inguinal hernias to simple masses and skin lesions. I mean, his list kind of goes on and on, but he also does some colonoscopies and upper scopes and everything as well.
Well, he does.
We also have Dr. Adams. He is our gastroenterology specialist, and he does the majority of our colonoscopies and EGDs or upper scopes, and has also more recently started on doing PEG tube replacements and new placements of PEG tubes here in Humboldt as well. So that's, I guess, one of the new things that we've started doing here.
That is really interesting, I tell you. Dr. Adams, I believe, Dr. Adams, I'm guessing it might be the same one, has been on the program as well.
I would believe so. He would probably be the
okay,
same one.
Okay, I remember he was, he was informative. He knew his stuff.
Absolutely. He's been doing this for a little bit of time.
That's what he told us, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
He recently went from a Unity Point employee to Iowa Specialty.
Oh.
He still comes here in Humboldt every week.
Okay, okay. I have to ask you on a personal level, if you don't mind, what's your favorite thing about what you do there?
My favorite thing about what I do here, I would say, is just being able to still be involved in the surgery world and being able to help see the overflow of everything and manage everything and see the areas that we can improve on and the areas that we are like are excelling on, but also still being able to be involved in that direct patient care. I think if I didn't have that, I would very much miss it.
Yeah.
I like to be able to see those patients and ask them how things are going. I mean, sometimes we have days that are so crazy and busy and we can fall behind on procedures, but being able to talk with those patients one-on-one, it just, you have that satisfaction of being able to help their day kind of be a little better. I mean, when you're coming here, most of the time, patients don't necessarily want to be here. You're here for a reason, so it can be scary. So being able to just help decrease that fear and anxiety is part of what I really love about this job.
Oh, that's a great answer. Good answer. you get the full 10 points. Good answer.
So to go back into our providers, we have a couple of other specialties I wouldn't mind mentioning.
Sure.
We have Dr. Lee, who specializes in orthopedics. He does a range of things from simple carpal tunnel or trigger releases to knee scopes, shoulder scopes, even rotator cuff repairs. We have a couple of podiatry specialists that come here, Dr. Hartman and Dr. Greenfield. They range from simple trauma repairs to hammer toes to soft tissue injuries. Then we also have Dr. Wellendorf, who is our ENT specialist, our ear, nose, and throat specialist, and he does a wide range of things from tonsils to adenoid removals, ear tube placements, and nasal procedures. So I don't want to not point out anybody. We have a lot of specialties that we have here in Humboldt, and sometimes people don't realize how much we can do here.
Oh, it's a great facility. I've learned so much about the hospital since I've been here. The first time I walked in, I thought, wow, this is not a small town hospital. I mean, it's just a great facility, great people.
I agree.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're happy here. And have you passed your one-year anniversary yet?
I sure have. It was last month on the 14th.
Well, happy late anniversary to you, Amber.
Well,
we appreciate you being there. And I appreciate you being our guest today. It's been fun.
Well, thank you very much.
All right. That has been Your Care, Our Mission, brought to you by Humboldt County Memorial Hospital. Our guest has been Amber Bakken. She's with the surgery department, and we have yet again learned something new today. Well, I love doing this. I'm going to open my own practice if I keep doing this show. There's a frightening thought. And we, of course, will see you next Tuesday morning, folks, with more Your Care, Our Mission, and we'll be back right after this.